From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Buses heading to evacuate two Syrian rebel-held towns were attacked and burned Sunday as part of a deal to resume the evacuation of eastern Aleppo. Forces fighting for the government of President Bashar al-Assad are demanding people be allowed to leave the villages in exchange for allowing rebels and civilians to leave eastern Aleppo. So far, there is no confirmation yet Sunday that either evacuation has started. The UN Security Council is expected to vote Sunday on whether to send monitors to the war-ravaged Syrian city to oversee the evacuations and to help provide protection for civilians who remain. Thousands of protesters gathered in downtown London in solidarity with those trapped in Aleppo. The co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Campaign said the protest was to show their support for the people of the besieged city.
By doing nothing to protect civilians in Syria and allowing war criminals to carry out massacres and war crimes against the Syrian people, you are part of these crimes. So we want the international community to uphold the international law in Syria and punish the war crimes.
A rally was also held outside the Prime Minister's office in London, where those gathered heard speeches and prayers from a Syrian imam. China says it will hand over an underwater U.S. drone it seized in the international waters of the South China Sea, prompting President-elect Donald Trump to say the United States should tell China to keep the device. Trump does not assume power for another month, but weighed in on the maritime incident in which China's naval vessel forces seized the unmanned submersible while it was collecting unclassified scientific data on Thursday. U.S. authorities protested the seizure was unlawful and demanded the drone's immediate return, which China authorities agreed to do. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is reacting to Sunday's suicide bombing attack at a military base in Aden that killed 40 Yemeni soldiers and wounded dozens more. Kerry spoke during a meeting in Saudi Arabia with King Salman.
Let me begin by condemning today's horrific terrorist attack in Aden, and I want to express our deepest condolences to all of the families and loved ones of those who were killed or injured. President Obama has been absolutely unequivocal that he is going to and has been doing everything necessary in order to defeat Daesh, and we're proud that Saudi Arabia is one of the leading countries in a coalition that has been focused on destroying Daesh.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Sunday's attack in Aden. Iran is asking the International Atomic Energy Agency for advice and assistance in developing a fleet of nuclear-powered ships. The Iranian government's website says the request was made during a visit to Tehran by the IAEA Director General. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization said he hopes the IAEA report is not biased. Ali Akbar Salahi said, "We have always insisted that the IAEA must act as a neutral authority and not allow the influence of others to be reflected in its reports. Iran believes the U.S. has violated the nuclear deal by renewing the Iran Sanctions Act, which eased sanctions in exchange for curbs on Iran's nuclear program." Polish President Andrzej Duda sat down with opposition party leaders on Sunday to try to resolve a political crisis that has brought thousands of people into the streets and led to a sit-down strike in Parliament. Under the measures, no more than two journalists from each news organization would be permitted into the Parliament press gallery at one time. Reporters would also be barred from shooting video or taking photos. The government says the steps are needed to ensure a comfortable working environment, but critics say they will make it harder for the media to serve as a check on official misconduct. And looking at some of our top stories as we recap them, the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry reacting to Sunday's suicide bombing attack in Aden. There, at a military base, 40 Yemeni soldiers killed and dozens more were wounded. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Sunday's attack. For more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.